thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Time now for the movie review with blind movie critic Jay Forry, joining us from blindsidereviews.com from all the way over there in Florida. Hello, sir.
Hi, Simon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Jay. And we have got a couple of good movies, or are they? That's the thing. Jay won't let me know.
I will, and I'll tell you now. Now that you said they're good movies, I'll make sure I have something to argue with you about here. So.
Well, that shouldn't be hard. Righty-ho. We'll get straight on with it. We've got the first one is Moonlight. So we've got 15, opened on the 17th of February. It's a drama directed by Barry Jenkins, and it stars Mahershala Ali. It's got Sharif Earp and many more. It's a tale from the hood.
What you looking at me like that for? What, man? Come on, you just drove down here? Yeah.
Who is you, Sharon?
Time, try not to remember. Try to forget all those times.
At some point, you gotta decide for yourself who you gonna be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
Yeah, you're right. It's a tale from the neighborhood. You're exactly right. Deep in the hood. I like that, Simon. This film, actually, it's a story kind of broken up into three different parts, because it's about a little boy, like you said, lives in the hood in Miami. Not far from my stomping ground here, you know, 3-4 hours away. And he lives with his mom. It takes place three different parts. He's a child in the first part, a teenager in the second part. 10 years later, he's an adult. In the first part, he lives with his mother. She's a crack addict. He's a little kid because he doesn't eat well. He's bullied at school, and that's what the first part. He becomes friends, believe it or not, with a drug dealer played by name Juan Muhammad Ali. If I'm saying that correctly. Who is actually up for Academy Award for this film. So so is the movie itself. Moonlight is up for Academy Award too. And the drug dealer takes the little boy under his wings, takes him home to his girlfriend, Teresa, who kind of make him feel better because he's being bullied. And that's kind of how his life begins. The second part, he's a teenager and has issues. Once again, kind of gets into drugs. And other issues with bullying. 10 years later, now he's an adult who is a drug dealer himself. You kind of see where this is going. So honestly, Simon, this is really not my kind of film. It has great acting. It cost $1 million, $1.5 million to make. So it's not necessarily what you call a great film to watch. It's a movie about sexuality, race, racism, bullies. It is everything. It's really not, in my film, my opinion, a great, a fun film to watch.
It actually reminded me of a film of a play sort of thing.
Well, exactly. And that's just because that's the way it was made. Mm. And there's several movies that they do that to. I don't know. It's some people like that. I don't necessarily. The movie actually itself, it's kind of emotional because you feel bad for the little kid and as a teenager. So, Simon, it's just not my cup of tea, so to speak. And, the acting is just absolutely great all the way around. And once again, I told you, we have one Academy Award Muhammad Ali, which is not Muhammad Ali, the boxer. So, tough wood names in this film to say. Simon, I don't know. Is this the type of film? Do you like these emotional, trying to make it? I mean, this is pretentious, tedious. is this the kind of film you, kind of films that you kind of like?
Oh, thank you very much.
I thought I'd throw you under the bus here, Simon.
Well, I know. Goodness sake. I don't know. It's just a bit heavy for me, I think.
And that's a good, very good word for it. Yeah, it's really heavy. It's raw. And so don't expect to have a lot of fun watching it, so to speak. I'm going to give this a C-plus rating. And it's kind of not good for an Academy Award nomination. But I don't know. We'll see how it does. I don't. It's not going to win, I'm pretty sure. But, hey, just be in there. Barry Jenkins, the director, I thought did a great job. And like you said, heavy, raw, not one you're going to see just for the fun of it.
I think the name we were looking for there was Mahershala Ali.
Thank you for that, Simon, for trying to correct me there. So
just trying to help you out.
Mahershala Ali.
Just trying to help you out in your hour of need, brother.
Exactly. I need it, trust me.
You're listening to The Movie Review with blind movie critic Jay Forty and Simon Pauly here on RNIB Connect Radio. We'll move on to our second movie, which is John Wick Chapter 2. It's a Certificate 15 and opened on the 17th of February. It's an action crime thriller directed by Chad Stanelski, and it stars Ruby Rose, and it's got Keanu Reeves and Ian McShane. A big figure from the past over here in the UK. What's it about? Well, it's the continuing adventures of the former hitman, John Wick.
How good to see you again so soon, Mr. Wick.
I need you to do this task.
I'm not that guy anymore.
You're always that guy, John.
I can't help you.
You know the rules. If you don't do this, you know the consequences.
Accounts payable. How may I help you?
I'd like to open an account.
Name on the account?
John Wick.
The contract has gone international.
You have no idea what's coming.
Somebody please get this man a gun.
You stabbed the devil in the back. To him, this isn't vengeance. This is justice. Don't stick a finger in the air, put a little dirt on him.
You working?
Wait, so. Whoever comes, I'll kill them.
Now it looks stylish.
Yeah, it is stylish, and I'll tell you why in a minute here at the end. But what this film's about is, Simon, do you remember a couple of years ago, us talking about the first John Wick film?
Yeah, the thing that really annoyed him was somebody had hurt his dog.
You do remember.
Yeah.
You were listening to me. You're exactly right. The movie begins, and the other one was someone comes in. You're right, they kill his dog, steal his 69 Mustang. Of course, he's a paid assassin, so he goes after him, you know. He doesn't find his car until this movie. So that's how this movie begins. He goes in, gets his Mustang back, kills a bunch of people, and leaves. He's going to leave the assassin. He doesn't want to be an assassin anymore. But the problem is, he's part of a group called the Continental. And what they do is, when you make an oath, which he had done one time, he owes somebody a marker, so to speak. Somebody comes in, wants their sister killed, believe it or not, who's a mob boss who wants his sister killed to sit on the council seat. So he has to, do his oath there with the follow through. So he kills him. Now he's now other assassins are after him, and that's what it's all about. And the movie sounds kind of simple. The plot sounds simple. It is. The body count is so high. I thought it was high in the first one. This is just unrealistic. I went to the movie with my wife, and she goes, when is the killing going to get over? I said, I don't know. Hey, but it's fun, isn't it?
See, I like Keanu Reeves, so the film could be an absolute dog, but I would still like it because it's Keanu Reeves.
And you hit the nail on the head. I thought the movie itself, the story, was actually not too bad, but it was just so much action. You have to wait till the story begins. And Keanu Reeves was great as John Wick. It even had, remember, Lawrence Fishburne was in with Keanu Reeves in Matrix. I'm sure you remember that film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned the director, Chad Stahelski. Believe it or not, the director, was the stunt double of Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. Now he's a director, and because of that, I think that's why so many people like this film, like the original, like this chapter two, because he knows how to bring that action, you know, those action scenes to life. Obviously, I can't see them. I'm being blind. But everybody else seemed to love it. And here's why this movie was actually made. It did not do good at the theater. It was so good it did so good in the home marketing. That's why they made the film. And sure enough, it looks like it'll do pretty good. This is a chapter two. And here's the weird thing. It's almost like a chapter two of a book. So they don't follow through and tell, okay, what's happening in the first and the second. So I'm sure there's going to be a chapter three. Check it out. It's fun. Way too much action for me. But like you said, Keanu Reeves, it is a heck of a lot of fun, though.
So what are you going to give us a rating then?
I'm going to give it a C+, just like the last film. Too much action. The other film had too much drama. So so we'll have to, you have to decide what you like between the two films there.
This is more like the J4, I know.
You're exactly right. I just couldn't find the film I liked this weekend. So,
well, out of the two of them, then Moonlight and John Wick Chapter 2, which one's easier to follow then? If you can't follow the action on screen very well, I would imagine probably Moonlight, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. And honestly, that's my least favorite of the two. Even though I gave them both the same rating. The acting obviously is better in Moonlight, but yeah, it's not that much action, very little at all. Mostly all dialogue-driven film. Oh, it's a coming-of-age film. Yeah, that's a film you could really keep up with, but I don't necessarily recommend it.
Well, there you go. See, John Wick, Keanu Reeves is the kind of guy that I think, you know, we're the same age, we've got so much in common, we could hang out and have a beer.
Well, there's so much in common, what? The good looks, the acting, and all that?
Well, apart from that.
Can he play a saxophone, too?
I know, see? There you go. We're the same age, though, but he looks a lot better for some reason.
Well, that's good, then. As long as you're the same age, that's what counts. You know, it's hard. It is hard to believe he's, you know, in his, whatever, late 40s, whatever like that. So
50s.
That's, 50, oh! Well, I don't want to throw you under the bus there, son.
Oh, well, you might as well now. Remember, if you want to find out where your nearest audio-described showing of a movie is, just log on to yourlocalcinema.com. Lots going on in the world of the movies. We've got the Academy Awards coming up, and Jay's got lots of stuff on his website, haven't you?
Oh, exactly. Yes, yeah, about the Academy Awards and all kind of other stuff. And on my Facebook page. But first, go to my website, blindsidereviews.com, and check out anything you would like.
All right, Jay, just if you bump into Keanu, by the way, just tell him I'm still open for a pint.
Okay, I'll remember.
Jay Forey, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, Simon, we'll talk later.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.